Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Thursday. It is the 26th of August, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, as per tradition on Thursdays with Bob, I have Bob Levitis. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Kelly. Thanks again for having me.
I'm so glad you're here. And I'm glad you're here for several reasons. Number one, I love getting to talk to you every Thursday. Number two, you're here today to talk to us specifically about an app that I love so much.
Everybody loves BB Edit.
I know. And in fact, I love it so much. I interviewed Rich Siegel of Barebone Software on an earlier episode of TDO when version 14 came out. And so I went and talked to him about the new version, all the kinds of stuff that it can do. And we had a lovely conversation. And you are here to follow up with what it is that you love, particularly about BB Edit.
Well, here's the thing. Most people I know look at BB Edit as something for people writing code. Because of the beautiful job, I guess, that it does, you know, coloring the syntax and completing, auto-completing, and it's just designed to make that really efficient. And the thing is, yes. I don't do that. I'm a writer. I write words. I write prose. But it's also awesome for that.
It is. The syntax highlighting is great if you write a lot of code. It's also even greater if you write in various kinds of code, because you can just tell it, this is an HTML file, this is a JSON file, this is, you know, SQL, whatever, and then it will format everything for you automatically, as it should. And it's fantastic for that. But it is, as you said, also unbelievably useful in other ways as well. So if all you're assembling is words and not necessarily code, that's still fine.
It's still a great app, and for me, I've been saying this for a long time. If you've been reading my stuff for a while, you know that I like to work in plain text until the end. And for a lot of what I write, it never actually is formatted by me. I give somebody plain text, and the formatting goes in at the factory or wherever, you know, wherever they grind it up and turn it into sausage.
Yes.
And so, unfortunately, a lot of my book writing work is rewriting myself.
Yeah.
And so because I'm editing and they're trying to track the edits over at the publishing place, I have to use Microsoft Word for that. And, you know, I'm okay with it. But if I go to compose in Microsoft Word, it takes me longer. Because I fuss with the style sheets, and I make sure that everything is applied to the template so that I can have it when I open a new document.
And then you copy paste something and it screws up all the formatting and you have to go back and do things again. Yeah.
Yes. And it's slow. It is pig slow. And BB Edit is
not
lightning fast. Well, it's lightning fast. Like you can do a search and replace on a 800 page document in the blink of an eye in Word. You might as well go, you know, out to dinner. It's like it searches and replaces one character at a time or something. I don't know. The Word is just very sluggish. And a lot of stuff brings up the spinny wheel for me in Word, and I sit there waiting for it to catch up with itself or whatever it does. And I don't have that in BB Edit. I'm just, you know, I type and the words are there. And they, I think, auto-save. Yeah, I mean, you can enable auto-save, which on Microsoft Word, you cannot unless you save to Microsoft OneDrive or whatever their thing is called. Which is really the worst form of bad featureism. It's like, wow, you're going to have a great feature that I would use all the time and tell me I can only use it if I do it your way and save it in your thing.
Yep.
Thanks. I like that. So BB Edit doesn't force any of that on you. There's a couple things about BB Edit that aren't aimed at development that I love. One is the global regular expression parsing.
Yes.
The grepping, and they've made it, and grep is something that always tickled me, but I was never very adept with. Mm-hmm. But they've made Rich, or Bare Bones, has made it possible for me to construct a grep query or construct that can, you know, find every occurrence of this that's the that happens after that, but not after a numeral. Mm-hmm. Now, I would never know how to write that, but it's very handy to be able to compose searches like that. And
yes,
BBEdit is the only thing I know of that lets me do that in a way that doesn't cause me to pull out all my hair.
Yes.
I don't do it that often, but anytime I have something that's going to need, you know, a longish document and it's going to need a sophisticated search, boy, that grep stuff is amazing.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing is that for the most part, a feature like that is something you may not need very often, but when you need it, boy, howdy, is it nice to have.
So, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And the new feature in BBEdit 14 is this notes thing, because so here's the thing, I used to open BBEdit and leave it open all day, and I would use it as my notepad, but I would like either start a new document and type stuff into it, mm-hmm. or type into whatever document happened to be on screen at the time.
Yeah, you know, for returns, you know,
until I had a chance to get there and put it somewhere else. But I would end up at the end of the day with a bunch of untitled windows and a lot of stuff pasted into the wrong document or typed into the wrong document. And it took a while to clean it up at the end of the day. And I this notes feature lets you create these new kind of BBEdit documents, but they show up in this new notes window. And the notes window has a little sidebar, so you can see all of its contents pretty clearly. But the cool part is it titles the stuff on the fly from the first thing you type, mm-hmm. which is usually a good indication of what's to follow.
Yeah.
So everything kind of gets named automatically. Mm-hmm. And so I can actually tell what's there. And so instead of 11 untitles that I either have to save and figure out a name for or whatever at the end of the day, they're all already saved and they've got a name that usually is going to work for me. And I just, mm-hmm. you know, at the end of the day, I can quit BBEdit and everything will be there exactly where I left it tomorrow mm-hmm. morning. Yeah. I love that.
I may have accused Rich.
That solves a problem. That solves a problem I didn't even know I had.
Well, I may have accused Rich of spying on me because
and Dave too. I heard.
Yes, because of that feature, and
isn't
going
that funny.
I feel very seen right now, Rich. I don't know how you have gotten a look at the inner workings of my computer, but here we are. And so it was, so I think he was probably pretty pleased to discover that that feature was something that people were going to really like, because right out of the gate, Dave and I both were like, well, that's amazing. Like, I need that.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Because me too. And it's like everybody at Mac Observer all thought the same thing when we saw it. It's like, oh,
yep.
I didn't even know that I needed that, but boy, is that the right thing.
Yep. There was a little bit of, Rich is on to me. Yeah.
Now it needs folders, but it'll be a while before I need them, Rich.
That can wait till version 15. It's fine.
Midstream. It's coming mid-14.
There you go.
No, I love that. And I want to mention one more thing so that I don't forget.
Yes.
I love the evaluation model that BBEdit offers or the bare bones mm-hmm. offers for BBEdit. You can try it and it's completely unlocked with every feature that it comes with for $49.99 for 30 days. At the end of 30 days, most of the features are still unlocked. And the ones that aren't are clearly marked so you can tell what they are. They're mm-hmm. the advanced features you may never need. And if you do, you can, of course, unlock them. But you still have a, I would say, pretty damn capable text editor with a lot of the features that I know and love for mm-hmm. free. I would hope that you'll need to unlock it because I wanna be using bare bones software through my retirement and on into my post retirement. No, I mean I can't say enough nice things about it. This is elegant software that stays out of your way when you don't need it, but yes. It has more than enough horsepower under the hood to do almost anything you need to do when dealing with words, either looking for or manipulating or composing.
Mm-hmm. And what I love about it is a bunch of things that, you know, sort of accidentally, I guess, are small. One of the things that I love about it is that it was like the first time that you could have multiple documents open in one window, which I appreciate very much, because you can have the little sidebar and you can just click on whatever document you want to be working on in the sidebar and call it good. I really appreciate that. And I also like the
multi-file search.
Yes, you can search everything you've opened, which is great. I love and I really like the because it's not lightweight, like it's super duper powerful. But I really like that it's very bare bones, so to speak, because I like, you know, like you said, with Word. I like not having all that extra stuff. It's just text. And, you know, I learned a long time ago that generally, like, if you can work in plain old ordinary text, you want to just work in plain old ordinary text because it's going to be the easiest to move from system to system. And as you do other things, it's going to just get easier to translate that to the next thing. So I became like a plain text believer kind of many, 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 many years ago back in. And
well, programs will be able to open a plain text file. That's the bottom line today and forever. And so, you know, if I've got some old ClarisWorks files that I can't find anything that will open anymore. My bad. But, you know, that's the problem with proprietary file formats. Not to mention that BBEdit files text files are very, very, very compact.
Yes.
So, you know, a file that might be 8K in BBEdit, a BBEdit file of 8K is probably a 2 megabyte Word file.
Easily. And yeah, that's so and
that
those
matters
are
matters to me. I mean, yeah.
And I appreciate having the utility in it and having it be very easy to use, having it be lightweight enough, you know, that like you can get into it reasonably easily, just as a question of, you know, open it up and go do the thing that you're trying to do. And, you know, and that's all it takes. And that's another thing that I appreciate about it very much is, you know, there was very little learning curve when I got into BBEdit back before years started with two. Was when I became a BBEdit user. And so I've appreciated the utility of it for many years. And I really am glad that it continues to evolve and that we get more versions. So I will also point out that it is in the App Store. So you can buy it in the you can buy it in the Mac App Store if you want to. If you remember Text Wrangler as a BBEdit, you know, like, isn't Text Wrangler a thing that the bare bones folks
it
make?
It was BBEdit Lite kind of thing. There was the free version. But there's more features in BBEdit after the 30 days than there were in Text Wrangler.
Right. But if you remember Text Wrangler, then what you might remember, you know, you may remember that, like, Text Wrangler was this free app. And if you remember that and want to use it, you can. It's just that it's the free version of BBEdit now. So,
and it's got more features.
And it does even more than what it did
before.
More
and better.
Yeah.
More and better.
Yeah. Can't beat it. So, yeah, I'm a huge fan of BBEdit. I did spend a bunch of time talking to Rich about it. And we had a very interesting conversation. I will make sure that gets linked in the show notes. But another thing I just want to point out about it is, like I said, it's in the App Store. So you can buy it there if that's the way that you want to get it. If not, if you just need a new license, you can get a new license. It's $50 direct from them. If you have version 13 and you want to buy version 14, the upgrade price is $30. If you have something older than 13 and want to upgrade, it's $40. And that's it. They have, like I said, I appreciate them very much, and I always buy a new version when they're out. I like it a lot, and you can get it now. It's even easier because it did come back to the Mac App Store. You didn't used to have that option, but you do now. And if you want to buy it from them directly, now you know how. Just go to barebones.com, and it's right there on the front page. I like.
Tell them we sent you.
Yeah. tell them Mac Observer says hello. One of the things that I really like about it is that I can open that occasional file that's not necessarily a text file. Like I have a CSV that Excel is having a hard time with for whatever reason. I can open it in BBEdit and take a look and go, oh, well, it's having a hard time because it doesn't realize that, you know, whatever the app was that it came from used semicolons instead of commas. And so now everything's having a cow. Well, let's fix that. So that makes it a pretty easy thing to do. And again, just the utility of being able to effectively open that file, whatever it is. Like I've had file after file in the, you know, over time of like, well, you know, but nothing will open it. Hold on. Let me get BBEdit, because BBEdit will. Whatever it is, BBEdit will.
You drag it on there. It'll open it. It may not make any sense, but it'll open it. You'll see the text that's inside it.
It'll look super weird, and I can't guarantee that you'll be able to do anything useful with the output, but I guarantee you BBEdit is absolutely going to be able to open this file. So that's kind of always the case. And I'm always up for spending a moment appreciating awesome software. If you have awesome software that you'd like for us to highlight, if there's something that you want to make sure that we know about so that we don't miss it. Yeah, you can always get us at observations@macobserver.com. You can get us at TMO Daily on Twitter. And as always, you can leave comments in the show notes. I'll make sure we have links to Bob's article and to Rich's interview over at Daily Observations there as well. And Bob,
one
as
more
always,
thing.
Yes.
One great thing about Bare Bones.
Yes.
I love a software company that has a motto.
Yes.
You're supposed to say, what's a motto?
Well, does BBEdit have a motto?
Yes, they do.
What is their Bare motto, Bob?
I believe it's software that doesn't suck or it doesn't suck. It's one or the other, but bless their heart.
Yeah. Software that doesn't suck. And I think you can still get shirts from them with that on it.
Or you may still have one in your collection.
Well, I do.
I do too. Of course.
Well, they used to have the thing where if you built your website with BBEdit and you linked back to them and told them about it, they would send you a shirt. And so I have that shirt.
See, I have the one that said, send us $20 and we'll send you a shirt. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Well,
but it was like an anniversary. I think it was the 20th or 30th, I don't know, 25th, something.
Yeah. And now their shirts say, it still doesn't suck.
Doesn't suck. Very nice.
Which I like.
Very nice.
They also have a Rebus shirt, which I enjoy very much. It makes me very happy.
I have that one also.
It's a good one.
I think that one's a collectible. I think that one was like only for insiders.
Oh, maybe.
Because I know I didn't buy that one. That one just showed up here mysteriously.
I've seen it. It's pretty great. We love BBEdit. Hi, Rich. And if you get an opportunity to try it out, you absolutely should. And like I said, if you have a utility you want us to talk about, let us know. And Bob, as always, thanks so much for being here today.
And thanks so much for allowing me to have a podcast once a week without having a podcast once a week.
All right. Well, we'll see how long it continues. I don't know if retirement's going to take you out of circulation over here or not. Well, we'll find out.
I haven't decided yet.
Well,
I don't know yet.
We'll find out together.
I'm retiring from books for sure. I'm just I love everything I do at Mac Observer. I like too much to like think about retiring because it doesn't feel like work.
Yeah.
But I feel like I won't be retired if I'm still doing tech stuff a couple times a week. So I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. Are good. Okay.
We'll see.
Well, we'll find out together. So
maybe I'll take a sabbatical and come back.
Oh, there you go.
Go travel a little and then.
That'll do it for us. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.